The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to this. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. No, this is not Al Foreman. Al is occupied elsewhere today, but I do have a very special guest. So for all of those people out there who receive the Thursday evening email, and people who received the Thursday evening email, lots of information in that email, and you know that our very special guest today is Dr. Herb Slavin. So good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And on that Thursday evening email, there was information that, Dr. Slavin, you and I are going to talk about living a healthier life.
I didn't get the email.
Oh, darn.
But I might know something about that.
You think so? The thing is, that's such a critically important mindset to develop in the people who listen to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour and certainly attend your seminars, listen to you, Dr. Slavin, our patients in your practice at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. So important. Don't wait for disease to develop. You live a healthier life. And it's so interesting because yesterday afternoon I met with a husband and wife at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, and they're being very, very well cared for and monitored by your physician's assistant, Orialis. But what they wanted to have a discussion about is their lifestyle, their food choices, their sleep patterns, their exercise, all of that. So that's what we went over with them. And that's the foundation of a healthier lifestyle. So very important information for our listeners. But what's on your mind regard to that healthier lifestyle?
I'm going
to
reinforce
want
to do that.
Good.
There was a article out there, and I'm going to change the headline a little bit. It says over 10 times as many people are killed by doctors than by these mass shooters. Now, that doesn't mean one is better or worse than another. It just puts things in perspective. You know, we're all, you know, concerned. You heard about Times Square. There was a backfire, and people were running out of the theaters. So, you know, everybody's worried about the mass shooting, but we really should be worried about how we take care of our bodies, because there are a lot more preventable deaths there. For example, in the past 48 hours, and this is around the time of the shooting, they said they lost 34 people to mass shooting. During that same time, 500 people died from medical errors. 300 people died from the flu, 250 people...
Wait a minute. Okay. I'm sorry. 300 people died from the flu in that same time frame. I'm sorry. I do not necessarily believe that. I would say it's possible that the people died from complications that they developed after having been exposed to the flu and their immune systems didn't respond to that influenza threat. But my other part of the statement is most likely they had an underlying health condition challenge. So I'm bringing the gavel down
well,
on that one, Dr. Slavin.
But I think that's a distinction without a difference, because the idea is, you know, if they tell you 30,000 people die a year from the flu, maybe even more, and like the point you're making is they don't really die from the flu, they die of complications from the flu, maybe pneumonia, but they lump it into the flu because they want everybody to run out and get their vaccine.
Okay, now it used to be that the corner drugstores would wait until, let's say, October before they started to put your get your flu shot here on their marquees. But the truth of the matter, it's been on all summer.
Well, you know why, probably,
yes.
Is because in another month or so, they'll say that flu shot didn't work. You got to take another one. But wait,
well,
I have a few more statistics.
It was a year-round situation. The flu season went on and on and on.
So a few more statistics. So after the flu, you have 250 people dying from suicide, 200 people dying in car accidents,
now,
and lastly...
Wait a minute. Well, let's go about to that. How many people dying of suicide? You think about... here is the one of the wealthiest and most developed nations on the face of the earth, and we are way down on the list of happiness.
Yeah, and sometimes... suicides might be justified or understandable. Giving it to someone who's terminally ill.
And justified, ill. I will quarrel with that word, but understandable.
Yeah, terminally ill, for example, or from personal experience, patients who are in chronic pain, and then they can't get their
access.
Pain medicine.
Yes.
So two things happen. One is, you know, maybe they kill themselves because they just can't live in the pain, or... they accidentally kill themselves because now they're forced to go on the street to get pain relief, and who knows what they're getting.
In your statistics, Dr. Slavin, what about the opioid overdose situation?
But if you delve into that situation, it's probably being exacerbated for a couple of reasons. The insurance companies don't want to pay for the pain relief, and the sometimes the drugstores don't want to fill the prescriptions. And
so they're getting contaminated drugs from outside of the country on the street.
Well, and they don't know what they're getting. But if you've ever been in pain, you can understand why people are desperate to get pain. I'll give you an example. If there's a hurricane, they say, a week away, the people who need their prescriptions are coming in. They don't want to take a chance... not to be without their medication.
Understandable, yes.
But, and I'm not sure, when you put things in perspective, too, the number of deaths from opiates is minor compared to all these deaths I just mentioned, minor in numbers. And when you talk about medical errors, deaths a year is over 100,000 people.
Okay, now that statistics, the medical errors and people dying because of those medical errors, it is something that's been going on and having been tracked for decades. I remember the first indication of that. The information came out in the late 1980s. So very important for people to understand. They need to question their doctor about how to use a prescription. If they're hospitalized and someone comes to give them medication, to inquire, what is that medication and what does it do for me? And sometimes the nurses come around with 5 and 6 different medications that sometimes should not be taken together.
All right. So to amplify what you just said, the Death by Medicine report reveals that more than 2 million people every year suffer adverse reactions to their prescribed drugs, even when taken as directed.
Even when taken as directed. And And people have kind of come to the perspective, this viewpoint that, oh, if I want to have that medication do what it needs to do for my liver, my kidneys, my circulatory system, my brain, I just have to accept that I will have digestive distress, or I will have interrupted sleep, or I will have some sort of side effect. I just have to live with it. Or I will have another drug to take care of the side effect. I mean, that is very pervasive thinking in the minds of most Americans.
So here's another interesting statistic. How many people do you think were prescribed antibiotics for viral infections?
Well, I know a doctor who often says, how do you get antibiotics without a prescription? But I will bite. How many people were prescribed antibiotics for a viral infection, not a bacterial infection?
20 million people.
Oh, my.
And antibiotics are so commonplace, nobody thinks twice about taking an antibiotic. But antibiotics wipe out your gut bacteria. They don't touch the virus at all.
Okay, now a lot of times the doctor's explanation for writing that prescription, even though it's viral and that has been discussed with the patient, because they say they don't want it to go into a bacterial infection. So it's a preventive rather than a therapeutic approach. What do you say to that?
Sounds like you're a shill for the drug companies. I think you can wait. You know, in other words, don't right at the beginning start taking an antibiotic. Wait to see what happens. Most of the time, you're going to get over it.
Well, they're going to certainly support how their immune system will respond to a virus if they come here to Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Natural Factors has anti-V, something that I suggest all the time. Kyolic has liquid garlic extract, which is brutal, but actually it works. We have Silver that is antibacterial and antiviral and antifungal. And we have from Rainbow Light, Counterattack, very, very specific combination of immune-supporting substances.
So I don't want to tell people never take an antibiotic, but you want to take it for the appropriate reasons, and you want to be diagnosed properly so you know that you're taking it appropriately.
How about the people who stop taking the antibiotic before the... Yes.
Well, that increases the risk of getting bacteria that become resistant to the antibiotic, and that's why... they say, you know, antibiotics are less and less effective.
A rebound infection. I just need to tell our listeners that there's all kinds of demos going on here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And as long as supplies last, if you come in for Solgar Curcumin 90s, you'll get a free 30s size, an incredible, effective, anti-inflammatory approach. And that music means it's time for us to take a break. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back with more for your good health.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with our very special visiting guest, Dr. Herb Slavin. And I just want to share with our listeners that Garden of Life, all Garden of Life products, 25% off the EDLP price. So you know you are going to save a lot of your money. Crystal Star Special Formulations, 25% off. Pure Essence, the array of all of those different enzyme formulas from Pure Essence, 25% off. And when you come in today, lots of demos, free samples, information, all that to support your good health. And that's what we're about here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour and at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, improving your health so that you are never in a situation where you feel you don't have a choice. There are always choices about how to move forward with regard to an illness or a diagnosis. So, Dr. Slavin, I know you have more statistics for us, frightening statistics, but we have answers for those.
And the reason we bring this information up is just to hopefully motivate people to take better care of themselves so they don't become a statistic of the American medical system. They say that about 750,000 people die from conventional medicine.
750,000 people, that's every year, are dying because of their conventional medical treatment. So when you think about the people, and Joan Rivers comes to mind, the people who pass away during surgical procedures that were meant to be certainly by choice, you know, not an actual critical need for the surgery, and the people who these surgical situations don't typically involve mortality. So it's a very scary thing when you think about that.
Well, clearly surgery is a risk. However, in defending the physicians that do it, they do a lot of surgery and they don't have problems. Everything goes smoothly.
A lot of airplanes take off and land
right
every day and they never crash.
That's a good example. But if you can avoid surgery, it's a good thing to avoid because
But if you need it, yes, you want to do your investigation about the proper types of anesthesia, have a discussion with that, certainly discuss with your physician stopping certain medications, certainly stopping certain supplements before you're going to have that procedure.
So that statistic of 750,000 deaths annually, and it's basically from mistakes associated with taking care of people, drug mistakes, errors in the hospital, maybe in the operating room. So that puts it ahead of deaths from guns, war, heart disease, cancer, dementia, meaning Alzheimer's or drunk drivers. So you just want to You have to be aware of it. If you don't know the risks, you can't prevent them.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I notice when I'm talking to people, they'll bring me their blood test results. And very frequently, their blood test results are focused primarily on identifying a need for a certain drug. not necessarily for identifying the development of underlying threats to your well-being. So when you're talking with your patients, and here we are now talking about your health, maintaining and supporting your health, what are some of the tests that people should discuss with their physicians so that they have an idea where there's need? And what comes to mind when I'm talking about that is vitamin D. You know, such a comprehensive support to their immune systems and reducing certain risk of certain diagnoses, simple as vitamin D, but many doctors are not testing vitamin D levels.
Well, you know, it's, and that's intentional. It's not by mistake. They only test for things that they can profit from selling a drug afterwards. So they, you know, check cholesterol levels. They check
right.
your blood pressure.
Right.
Not to say you shouldn't check it, but then why are they leaving out all the other important tests that don't have a drug solution to it? For example, you mentioned vitamin D. Vitamin C, very important. Why is vitamin C important? As if you do your own research, you'll find out that it's a vitamin C deficiency behind coronary artery disease, not cholesterol. Cholesterol is the body's response
to the inflammation
and the, and the damage to the arteries. It covers up the damage because of the vitamin C deficiency. Very common. They should be testing that.
A1C, I remember in the mid-90s talking about testing glycohemoglobin levels and, you know, hearing back from clients that I was counseling with, oh, you don't need to do that, is what their doctor suggested. And I say, but you're getting information ahead of a possible diagnosis for pre-diabetes or diabetes.
Well, I would say if your hemoglobin A1C, which is reflects your average blood sugar over a three-month period, if it's elevated, you're diabetic. Now, whether or not you need medication or just dietary changes, that's a whole different question.
Dietary changes, trace mineral support, chromium and vanadium, B complex support, so that you are enhancing how that whole blood sugar system works, and probiotics so that you can absorb the B vitamins.
So the important test that even predates hemoglobin A1Cs becoming abnormal is an insulin level.
So important, and so many doctors just, you know, oh no, you don't need that. Your blood sugar, your fasting blood sugar is fine. But the fasting blood sugar is not going to be severely unbalanced until you have moved along that road to a diabetic state.
Now, I've said it before, doctors are trained in the hospital setting, and there are a limited number of tests they do in the hospital because they're just basically trying to save your life and get you out of the hospital. You don't have to do all these tests because at this point in time when you're in the hospital, you know, that's not the priority. But that's the extent of their training. They don't understand looking at nutritional levels, looking at inflammatory markers, looking at hormone balance, understanding that you can have a thyroid problem with normal thyroid test results because their goal... you know, like years ago, I did a radio show, and we coined a name for most doctors, and we said, call them prescriptionists. Don't call them doctors, because basically they spend their time writing prescriptions. They clearly don't spend their time getting people healthy or teaching them how to stay healthy or giving them the information that people need to stay healthy. And it's easy. It's not so hard to do. You know. I was leaving my office last night late, and there's a Popeye's chicken place. And, I mean, it was so crowded, and it's crowded every day. And I think it's the same people that eat that kind of food every day. And I'm not saying don't have it occasionally, but for that to be your diet on a regular basis is probably not a good idea.
It's interesting because there's a medical show on television that I watch on a pretty regular basis, and I think that doctor needs a nutritionist in his office. There are all of these people with identifiable medical needs, absolutely. However, what is going on when you look at how they're eating, you can understand how that medical issue has arisen. And it's interesting. I think I'll kind of get a gasp from you, Dr. Slavin. One of the Democratic presidential candidates was on television and was saying, we don't have a health care system. We have a disease care system, and it's so right. That's the focus, treat disease, not teach people how to remain healthy.
Because the drug companies are controlling it. And so what do they want to do? Sell drugs. So if you want to sell drugs, that goes against keeping people healthy, because if you keep them healthy, they don't need drugs.
They don't need the drugs.
Cancer is a concern for a lot of people, and if you should ever get it, you ask your doctor, why did I get this? He says, bad luck. That's the typical answer. Unless you were a smoker, then he said, oh, yeah, the smoking caused it. What other risk factors for cancer come to mind, off the top of your head?
Okay. I
could say mammograms.
Got that in front of me. Certainly. Poor sleep patterns, and certainly sugar. Sugar is such a negative situation with regard to how your immune system. Years ago, I went to a seminar, and the presenter was saying one teaspoon of sugar disables your immune system for up to 4 hours. In a 12-ounce can of soda, there's the equivalent of 10 teaspoons of sugar. And then, we've taken care of that. I drink diet soda. Oh, yeah? So the aspartame's killing off your brain cells, or the sucralose is, again, disabling your immune system.
So here's the headline here. Ultra-quick electric pulses killing cancer cells. Time for the world to pay close attention. Now, do you think the companies making chemotherapy are going to promote this alternative approach? So, for more than a decade, a team of cancer researchers at Old Dominion University, which is in Norfolk, Virginia, have been studying a new type of cancer therapy that utilizes nanosecond stimulation by ultra-fast electrical pulses to kill tumor cells. And now, after testing it out on mice, they find it's working. So here's something that people need to look into, understand it. PEMF, pulse electromagnetic frequencies, is what we're talking about here.
Here's a whole area that is being unfortunately sadly neglected by mainstream medicine. We know we are energetic beings. You think about the energy from your brain traveling down your spinal cord. So we know that, but the area of electromagnetic therapy has been sadly neglected. And so now, something that is 50, 100 years old is certainly being brought to people's attention. That music means that we need to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back after these messages. Okay, I almost said.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. 2 capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and I have so many things to tell you about. There's demos here today at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store, and Country Life will be here with samples and information. Mega Food will be here with samples and information and New Chapter. And then that's today, Friday, and tomorrow Flora will be here with samples and information on Saturday. And keeping in mind that both Saturday, Friday and Saturday, when you come in, there is a free shopping bag. It's my favorite. It is a silk sari shopping bag that fits into its own attached little pouch. You can keep it in your purse so you're never without those alternative bags, so you don't have to go home with a plastic bag. So environmentally friendly, free shopping bag that is so convenient, so strong. And in that shopping bag, a free toothbrush from Himalaya. And again, no plastic. It has a wooden handle and natural bristles. So the free shopping bag and the free toothbrush, and that's both today and tomorrow, Friday, August 9th, Saturday, August 10th. Then, if you come in, as long as the supplies last, Solgar Curcumin 90s, you purchase that at the EDLP, and you get a free 30 size Solgar Curcumin. Solgar Curcumin has a unique manufacturing process, so that the delivery system doesn't require any potential substance that could irritate your digestive system. It has the ability to be absorbed and get into your bloodstream at a very supported level. So that's free 30 size Solgar Curcumin when you buy the 90 size. And as I said, I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are talking about how to stay healthy and what the risks are if you're not paying attention to supporting your immune system, supporting all of the different systems of your body. Dr. Slavin?
Okay, so we just mentioned that at Old Dominion, they were doing research with PEMF, Pulse Electromagnetic Frequency Therapy, and they found it to be effective to treat cancer. Well, if something is effective to treat cancer and at the same time has no side effects, then it would be effective to prevent cancer as well. I think it just makes sense. But you wouldn't use chemotherapy to prevent cancer.
That's true.
Right? Okay, so then they found
out... Scary stuff.
Then they found out that not only is it effective in addressing cancer and preventing cancer, it has benefits in anti-aging, pain management, recovery from injuries.
Wait a minute. This pulsed electromagnetic approach has anti-aging benefits?
And I'm not sure, you know, because anti-aging encompasses everything.
Well,
you know, I mean,
when you balance,
longer is anti-aging.
You know. When you balance how your body is meant to work, yeah, and when you get rid of substances that may be accumulating in your body that threaten a particular system in your body, you're going to live longer.
Well, here's a way to get a feel for why this treatment is effective. It energizes the cells of your body.
Because I like that.
As you get older, you know, the cells can weaken in energy, and the pulse electromagnetic frequencies that you're exposed to improve the energy in every cell. And when you
do
that,
right.
the cells function better, circulation is improved, and naturally things are going to, your immune system is going to be stronger. They've used it, by the way, NASA uses it extensively. You know, when you're in space, it's weightless. You
lose muscle mass, lose bone density.
They use this technology there to keep the bones from thinning out and the muscles stronger. So there's a certainly there's indications not just for astronauts but for all of us. And here's
the anti-aging aspect. When you're aging, you lose muscle density. Mm-hmm. And so here this pulsed electromagnetic therapy has the potential to help maintain muscle density. And NASA has already accessed that benefit for their astronauts.
Right. And here are some of the other things on the list. Healing muscle disease, osteoporosis, depression, inflammation, weight loss, anti-aging. So, by coincidence, this information is out there for you to look up. But we're having a seminar on this next week, a week from this Saturday.
Okay.
August 17th at the Institute of Advanced Medicine.
Okay.
Which is on Commercial Boulevard.
7200 right. West Commercial Boulevard.
Yeah, you were just there yesterday.
That's true, I was. On the south side, just about three blocks east of University Drive, and just about a mile and a half from the turnpike. So it's very easy to find.
So not only
will you learn... the Popeye's chicken.
Right, yeah. Well, maybe that's a good thing. It creates more patients for me.
Popeye's
chicken.
Oh.
I used to joke about that. In hospitals, you see a McDonald's inside a hospital. I mean, that's... Anyway, not only will you be able to learn more about this type of treatment, but you'll be able to experience it firsthand because we'll actually treat you with this.
Okay, do people need a reservation?
Yes.
Okay, what should they do to get a reservation?
Call this number. It's 786-554-0400. 786-554-0400. A week from this Saturday, August 17th, from 11 to 1.
Okay.
11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, so they will see a presentation about how this approach works and information about what has been proven about this approach, and they get to try it too?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, did I mention it's a free seminar?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so we like to pass along information and that people can incorporate into their own lives and keep them out of the hospital, keep them off drugs.
Okay, so I don't imagine you're very popular with pharmaceutical companies.
You know what? It's funny how the reps never come to my office.
Is that, kind of, okay.
I'm not getting any free dinners.
Oh, gee. Okay, so it's interesting because there are maybe a lot of listeners out there who don't necessarily realize that the prescription drug that they have just been given by their physician, what the physician learned about that drug most likely came from the pharmaceutical sales representative, not necessarily, some true research information?
Well, I'll give you an example. I was at a seminar last night, and the speaker was telling a story about a doctor who, the wife was noticing his whole outlook, his whole personality.
Demeanor.
Everything was changing. And he went to all these famous medical centers to figure out what's going on. Nobody had the answer. And then I don't know if she was the doctor, but somebody said, that statin drug you're taking could be behind it. And when he stopped the statin drug, he bounced back. So all these people that are worried about dementia, remember, statin drugs can cause dementia.
okay, I often pass out or refer to Weston A. Price myths and truths about cholesterol, and that you mentioned suicide, more people died by suicide in the Lancet, the British Medical Journal. In the early 1990s was an article about increased risk of suicide when taking a statin drug. And it's interesting because over the years I have spoken to different people having been given that drug and having those sensations, which is not like their personality.
Well, I wonder how many people are, well, I would say a very high percentage of people are on statin drugs because the doctor doesn't know what to tell them. They say, take a drug. And if it's, if you're beyond your teenage years, they probably tell you take a statin drug, not just to treat cholesterol, but to prevent heart disease, which is totally wrong. But I wonder how many of those people, because there's so many people taking statins, on top of that, take an antidepressant.
Wow.
And now you're compounding it because antidepressants are associated. If you read the drug insert on antidepressants, one of the risks are suicide. So the drugs may, probably are behind a lot of these.
I also refer to spacedoc.com, Dr. Dwayne Graveline. He was a NASA astronaut as well as a physician, a medical doctor. And he was given in his 70s a cholesterol-lowering drug, a statin class drug. And after 2 weeks on the drug, he developed amnesia. He woke up one morning and really didn't know who or where he was. And he recovered after just a few days, but it took a little bit of time to make the connection.
Isn't amnesia a form of dementia?
Oh, for sure.
So which scares people more, dementia or amnesia, or even better yet, because they use the terms interchangeably now, Alzheimer's disease. That's the all-encompassing term. But there are other causes of dementia that are reversible, and a lot of people are not being given that opportunity because they're just labeled with Alzheimer's. And then once you get that label, they say there's no treatment for that. There's nothing that works. A good example was Chris Christopherson. We've mentioned that.
You're right.
He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. He was losing his memory. And he saw a doctor who said, why don't we test you for Lyme disease? He tested positive, he was treated, and his Alzheimer's went away.
Okay, now there's a very difficult to treat diagnosis, Lyme disease. So you talk about the shape-shifting pathogenic substances that may elude a particular substance that would be meant to kill it off, being someone diagnosed with Lyme disease and suffering with the symptoms of Lyme disease. When you have patients coming into the Institute of Advanced Medicine, what would some of the approaches be for Lyme disease, for chronic fatigue syndrome, for fibromyalgia, those kinds of things that mainstream medicine is not successful?
Well, if someone has let's put it this way, they don't come to me usually as their first physician to address a problem.
That's true.
Me when the problem isn't getting better. And that's when you have to entertain, other possibilities like Lyme disease. But here's a good takeaway, and I explain this to patients. One of the things we do routinely is test. Oh, you have to wait.
Yes, okay. The answer to this question will come up in our last segment here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And keep in mind, when we come back, I'll tell you about all of the incredible activities going on here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, the special ways you can save money, and Dr. Slavin will answer that question. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine. lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Pendutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slaven, struggling with his headset, but he'll get through that. Okay, I just want to let every one of the listeners know, Garden of Life, Crystal Star, Pure Essence, all three, 25% off the everyday low price that you see here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And my favorite, the Solgar Curcumin, it is one of the most efficient curcumin products available with just one a day. If you have serious inflammation, you might go to two a day. You come in and buy the Solgar Curcumin 90 size at the EDLP level, and you'll get a free 30 size Solgar Curcumin. Research showing the delivery system to your bloodstream and the specific anti-inflammatory markers that can be measured being reduced with the use of Solgar Curcumin. Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow, you can have a free reusable shopping bag in a beautiful, beautiful print made in India. It fits into its own attached little pouch. You can keep it in your purse. I use two of them. I love them. I am never without my reusable shopping bag. And today, Country Life, Mega Food, and New Chapter doing demonstrations and providing samples and literature. And Dr. McCullough is his representative is here providing information and samples of the Dr. McCullough products. And tomorrow, Flora will be here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So a lot going on and so many ways to save money. Okay, Dr. Slaven, people are waiting for the answer to the question about, I forgot what the question is.
Well, while you're thinking of it, I just want to remind our listeners, next week from Saturday, August 17th, we're having a free seminar on post-electromagnetic frequency therapy. It's being used not just to treat cancer, but anti-aging, pain management, recovery from injuries, osteoporosis, depression.
Okay, so you're saying with this pulsed electromagnetic therapy that cells, healthy cells, are going to be supported. And with regard to the question about Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, when you enhance how healthy cells can function, when you minimize the impact that toxicity might have on your cells, that's health.
And now, you know, now they you're coming out with the 5G. You know,
Electromagnetic toxicity and pollution, so important. It affects every aspect of how your body works.
So I think, you know, this type of therapy is going to become even more important to restore your body back to where it's supposed to be as far as energy goes. If you'd like to go, it's a free seminar next Saturday, August 17th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Give this number a call, 786-554-0400. And we don't remember. We'll have to play back the radio show to find out what that question was.
Okay. I do think that it had to do with what your treatments are that you offer for things like Lyme.
I remember what I was going to say. So we do testing for all these different viruses that everybody's exposed to. And we find that clearly everybody has them in their system, and they have antibodies functioning to keep them under control, so people are not sick. Sometimes they become active, and people do feel sick. And those are the people who come in, you know, they're not feeling good. We do all the tests. Nothing shows up. So those are the ones I recommend treatments to boost their immune system so the body can fight off these viruses.
Intravenous vitamin C might be one.
One of the treatments, ultraviolet blood therapy.
Okay, glutathione treatment.
Glutathione, even the PEMF therapy. But if you go to a mainstream doctor and you're in this category, you get an antidepressant.
Ugh.
Right.
Well, okay, and how important is it to test hormones when people come in with a variety of symptoms that, like, we're discussing?
Well, in the postmenopausal years, you know, clearly hormones play an issue. But I want to point out that young premenopausal women have hormone issues as well. Typically,
absolutely,
it's estrogen dominance, which can be a cause of uterine fibroids, ovarian cysts, and later on breast cancer. But it's easy to prevent, and easy to diagnose, and easy to correct. But mainstream medicine isn't doing that. If a woman goes to a OBGYN complaining of things, they give them birth control pills. That's their solution for everything. And they don't even bother doing any hormonal testing. And one of the problems with birth control pills, because there are a lot of them, but one of them is you can't test the levels on a blood test with a birth control pill because they're artificial hormones.
Okay, and we know that, unfortunately, the artificial hormones, the molecular structure is slightly different from natural estrogen, and consequently it can be, in the long term, very confusing to your overall hormone balance.
I'm just thinking, did I give out the phone number again?
Yeah, you did, but you can do it again.
Just for the seminar, you know, if you'd like to attend, let us know. It's 786-554-0400.
Okay.
And,
okay, and the seminar is August 17th from 11 a.m.
to 1. Yeah.
And people can experience this PEMF
therapy.
Wow. Okay, very, very interesting. I routinely talk to people about vitamin D levels, and one of the statements that I make is the higher your vitamin D level, the lower your risk of breast cancer. That's published information and researched, established information. So for essentially maybe $3, $4 a month, you can have this support with regard to reducing your risk of breast cancer, and it's a support overall to your immune system.
Let me just make a quick recommendation. Before you get a needle biopsy of a mass that you picked up on a mammogram, which you should not have had in the first place, get an MRI of your breasts. It's no radiation, no compression. If you have to get mammograms, sometimes you do to get the MRI, but it's a test you should avoid. You have lots of reasons there, but you know what I tell patients? In Switzerland, and you could check this, Switzerland has banned screening mammography.
Right.
Why? It doesn't save lives. It doesn't work. And in fact, they found that it finds people to treat that don't need to be treated.
200 women will have the added stress of having a false positive mammogram over a 10-year period. 10 healthy women will be misdiagnosed with cancer and treated improperly, treated unnecessarily. Okay, just going back to the vitamin D level, test your vitamin D levels. That's how I recommend people what dose to be using. But the doctors, when your level of vitamin D is 32, they say you're fine.
You're in range, yeah. The studies show that you want to, the range is 30 to 100. You want to be up around 80, you know, give or take a little bit, but that's the area you want to be at.
What about someone who's already been through cancer treatment, breast cancer treatment? Is 80 sufficient, or should they go even
more? No, I think 80 is sufficient because if you go too high with vitamin D, the risk they always talk about is high calcium levels, which I haven't seen yet, but we check it routinely.
Well, there's research on both sides of this issue with regard to calcium that vitamin D supplementation will help to properly support calcium metabolism, and then too high a vitamin D would interfere with that proper metabolism. But, you know, let's...
And you want to take vitamin K with your vitamin D.
Okay, not enough to be using spinach, to be using iceberg lettuce, and a lot of times people raise their eyebrows at me when I say the iceberg lettuce. The iceberg lettuce is full of vitamin K.
The answer is maybe.
Okay,
without testing, you don't know.
Okay, how many people do you see with unbalanced vitamin K?
Well, the thinking there, well, we do test vitamin K, and the bacteria in your gut actually manufacture vitamin K. It's okay to take extra if you don't want to take extra.
A balance. Helps, balance is what we're
K
looking for.
Vitamin K helps get the calcium out of your arteries and back into your bones.
Okay, excellent. Come on in today. Meet the Country Life representative, Mega Food, new chapter. Get some free samples. Learn lots about the lines, Country Life, Mega Food, and new chapter. And Dr. Slavin, thank you so much for joining me with the hour. Al Forman will be back here with the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour next Friday. Next Friday at 10, more Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Forman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.